Hello, how are you doing, Mrs. Samin? Thank you so much. That was a great recording. I used and enjoyed it a lot. And thank you because of the compliments that you gave me. And it was an honor to hear such a thing. Thank you. Thank you so much. And about several ideas of yours, yes, you talk about jumping up and down, especially for children, for ourselves. Yes, unfortunately, in apartment we can't do that. But sometimes I do it, you know, not jumping up and down and being a loud neighbor or something that people don't like. No, I'm not like that. But usually I use some dumbbells and walk. I think that you can try this too. Use some dumbbells and hold them in your hand and then walk in circles because maybe we don't have a big apartment. We can just walk in circles and go forward and then turn around and come back again to the place that we were. And there are lots of things that we can do, in an apartment to make us active. And I just gave an example, but you said that you go to a park which is amazing. It's more helpful if we go to the park and we enjoy it. I myself love to go to the park nearby my house, our apartment. And I love it because it's very appealing. I have lots of memory there, and usually I love the nature, the trees, the people who go there and actually exercise. I go there and run sometimes and do some exercise there, and it's very, very, very good. So, about that. Yes, you were right, and I really, really appreciate it. About the cartoons, unfortunately, yes, of course, in Puya Channel, I don't know. They just want to brainwash, the kids. That's what I found out. They want to brainwash the kids. They have some character which is, wearing hijabs, and they're talking, some stuffs that it's all about, brainwashing. They won't teach anything, just they want to brainwash the children, and that's really bad because they want to control, and they won't give the children much, and that's really, really sad. About the meditation and yoga, yes, as I said, I do meditation. I know what you're saying, and there's a quote from Tony Robbins which is a little bit rude. But he says that if you're not doing it, you don't know shit. Some people maybe come and say that meditation is not good. Who have the time to do that? Maybe it's a little bit for some people. It's weird because most people don't do it. It's not a regular thing, and when it's not regular, people usually point at you. They point at you and show you to other people, hey, he's doing some meditation, look at him. They're like this, but it's a great thing, okay? If they try that, they will find out that yes, meditation is amazing. As you said, you used that during meditation. You of course went to yoga classes and participate there, and you know what I'm saying, because it's all about breathing, and everything comes from breathing. It starts with breathing. When we control breathing, we are more aware of the body. We are more aware of the oxygen that we can give to our brain. And when we want to give more oxygen to our brain, as a result of that, we will be able to learn more, we will be able to be active more, we will be able to be different and stand out from the regular people, and that's what we need to improve. And meditation and yoga, at least 10 minutes, 20 minutes a day, can help us in any aspect of our life. I myself experienced it, and I'm doing it. I really, really enjoyed it. I enjoy it because it's very relaxing. It's very comfortable when I'm doing it. When I open my eyes and look at things, I can see things better because I breathe deeply. I enjoyed it. So thank you so much. I really, really enjoyed your ideas. I hope to hear more in the future, and of course hear some less stuff from you. So thank you and see ya.